Good morning. So this is a December season during which time we wait for Christmas. It is called Advent season when we talk about Jesus is coming. And for this December, our sermon series is going to be People Around Christmas. And we are going to talk about five different groups of people, individuals, who are connected with Jesus' birth. And the first person we are going to talk about, the scripture is found in Luke chapter 1, verses 5 to 22. And after some time, Paul is going to come and read for us. Where is he? Okay. Hopefully by the time my introduction finishes, he'll be back. So we will talk about Zechariah. He was the priest during this time. And the scripture tells us that Zechariah was invited to bring or do his priestly duties for this particular day. And so as he is doing his priestly duties, he is seeing the vision of angel and, you know, vision of God, where he is informed or announced the birth of his son, John the Baptist. And eventually, when we continue to read the scripture, we will notice that Mary, the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, she is relative of Elizabeth, Zechariah's wife. And so that's how Jesus and John the Baptist, they are cousin brothers. John the Baptist was 6 months older than Jesus Christ. And that is how he is connected with Jesus. And Paul is already here, so he's going to come and read scripture for us, which is found in Luke chapter 1, verses 5 to 22.
In the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife Elizabeth was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them were righteous in the sight of God, observing the Lord's commands and decrees blamelessly. But they were childless because Elizabeth was not able to conceive, and they were both very old. Once when Zechariah's division was on duty and he was serving as priest before God, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And when the time for the burning of incense came, all the assembled worshipers were praying outside. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing on the right side of the altar of the incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to call him John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born. He will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn hearts of the parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I'm an old man, and my wife is well along in years." The angel said to him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. And now you will be silent and not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their appointed time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondering why he had stayed so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak to them. They realized he had seen a vision in the temple, for he kept making signs to them, but remained unable to speak. This is the word of the Lord for the people of the Lord.
So there are three simple lessons I want us to learn. Number one, anticipate to meet with God. Amen? Zechariah, he was the priest, and he goes to the most holy place in the temple in Jerusalem, where people thought that's where God dwells, in Jerusalem city. And within Jerusalem city, people knew that God is in the temple. And within the temple, they absolutely knew that God is in the most holy place. And that is where Zechariah, the priest, is. He is gone there to meet with God. But as he's there, as he's doing his rituals, when actually God comes down to have conversation with him, he's like, it's not ready. He's dumbfounded. It's like, wow, I never thought. It's almost like, hey, I came to church to pray, and I came to meet with God at the church, but actually this really happened. And when that happened for Zechariah, he was scared, and he wasn't ready to meet with God. And so, dear people of God, that could happen to any of us or all of us at some point, that we come to church regularly to meet with God. We come to church anticipating that something positive will happen this day. That is the reason. That is the motivation for us to be here. Amen? We're not just doing our ritualistic thing. We're not just, tick mark our, like, okay, this Sunday I was at the church, so I'm supposed to go to church like 20 times per year. I made it 20 times, and guess what? I'm fine now. We're not coming with that attitude. I hope you're not coming with that attitude. We're coming with the attitude that I will meet with God. I will learn about Jesus. It will encourage me. It will empower to me to become more like Christ in the way I live, in the way I think. I hope we have this desire to know God and to have this tremendous experience of Holy Spirit in our life, to find healing and joy and peace. And when that happens, we're like, whoa, whoa, it happened, but I never expected this would really happen. And I think that's where Zechariah is this morning. And that's where we could be, dear people of God. And so I encourage us that as we gear into this season of meeting with Jesus, as we invite Jesus into this world, let us anticipate to meet with Jesus. Amen? And when we actually meet with Jesus, let it happen that we would be open and willing and ready to have this conversation with Jesus. The second thing I want us to learn is be happy in what you have, but be open for God's blessing. You see, Zechariah and his wife, they were old in their age. And I think, as the scripture reminds us, that they were praying for a child for a long time. But seems like by this time, they have settled down. They realize, well, you know what? If it was God's will, we might have had a child long time ago. And since we don't have a child, we're fine with it. You know, we're accepted our situation, and we're not grumbling about it. We're not sad about it. You know, this is what we have, and amen for that, right? So that's fine. So accept the situation, but also be open for God's blessing. Amen? Because what I realized for Zechariah and Elizabeth, that they accepted their situation at the place where they were not ready for God to intervene in their life. And many of us are at the place in our life where we have accepted certain places, and that's fine. You know, if this is what God has for me, if this is a particular sickness God has for me, I'm okay with it, and I'm going to live with it, and I'm at peace about it. If this is the financial situation God has for me, I'm going to be okay with it, I'm going to live with it, and I'm at peace about it. If this is going to be my relationship situation, it's going to be I'm okay and I'm willing and I'm peace about it. But as a child of God, dear people of God, let us be open that God will come and intervene in our situations. That God will have reward. God will have a blessing for us. And especially during the time of Christmas, that is what we share. That is what we talk about. That God gives us peace in whatever circumstances we are, but at the same time, a possibility of miracle in our life. A possibility that God will come and intervene in our situation. And so, be open for God's blessing in your life. Amen? Turn to your neighbor and says, neighbor, be open for God's blessing. And you know, we don't know what that might be. We don't know what that might be. That's what his openness is all about. Amen? It might be in a relationship. It might be in the area of health. It might be in the area of finance. It might be in the area of anything where God looked at us and God says that I have a favor toward you and I'm going to bless you. And the third simple lesson is spread faith and not doubt. Spread faith and not doubt. Did you see that as the blessing of the child comes to Zechariah, he is not ready to accept. He's saying, God, you don't know. I know that you're an angel and you come from heaven and all that, but you don't know how old I am. And if you don't know, the fact is like when people are old, usually they don't have children. And so guess what? I come into that category. So thank you, but maybe it's not going to work. And I think at that time, the angel of the Lord says, Zechariah, you're not going to speak for 9 months. And I was wondering, like, that's kind of a little bit interesting kind of curse, right? You can talk. And I think the reason God blessed him with that curse is because he was doubtful. And I think he's going to go home and talk to his wife and it's like, you know, honey, I had this interesting vision from God and God came down and talked to me and God told me that we're going to have a child, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure whether that was from God or not. I'm not sure, like, I was just dreaming or I was just, like, going through such a spiritual high at that time and I think I'm just imagining that all that happened. It happened, that's true, but I'm not sure actually it's going to happen to us or not. I'm really doubtful of the fulfillment of the promise I might have seen in my dream. In other words, instead of spreading faith, instead of spreading good news, most likely Zechariah would have spread doubt. And so, dear people of God, again, I notice that often in our lives. I often notice within ourselves that instead of spreading faith and good news, often we spread the doubt. Our presence brings doubt and not clarity among people. There is a song in our hymn book which says, sing the wonderful words of life. How many of you know that song? It says, sing over again to me the wonderful words of life. The words of beauty, the words of faith, the words of joy, the words of hope, the words of anticipation. Because we have a choice that either we speak the hope or we speak doubt. Either we speak the victory or we might speak failures. We have a choice. And not only we have a choice, but we have influence, remember. And I think that's why the angel of the Lord says, Zechariah, you're not going to speak this doubt for next 9 months. Because I want Elizabeth to celebrate. I want Mary, who's going to come and visit you, to celebrate. Yes, you will get your blessing. But you will not spread your doubt around. And we understand that, yes, you have gone through certain circumstances in your life, certain challenges, and that makes it difficult for you to spread this wonderful news of hope and joy, anticipation and blessing. But most likely you will not do that, and so I have to shut your mouth for 9 months. And so, dear people of God, as we go around this season of Advent, season of Christmas, let us bring joy. Amen? Let us bring decoration. Let us bring light. Let us bring candies. So that when people see us, they know that he or she is bringing something good. His or her presence is going to be a joyful presence. He or she will be a blessing and not curse. I would want to be with this person because when he or she speaks, it speaks of wonderful words of life. Let us commit ourselves, dear people of God, that as we wait for our Lord Jesus Christ, that we spread this wonderful message of hope and joy and peace. Because it is possible that you would have all these great experiences and still be a negative person. My brother was telling me a story about one of the patients he was visiting. And this patient, he was telling his story about how he died for a few minutes and went to heaven and he saw God and had conversation about God and conversation with God and all that. And he says, like, after all this, I don't believe that ever happened. Yes, I had that amazing experience with often people talk about, but like looking back, like, yeah, I was just, it was all dream. It wasn't real. And so at the end, I don't even still believe in God. And so it is possible, dear people of God, that we might have all these amazing experiences which people talk about. We might have all these amazing conversation people think about and have a conversation about. And still, we might be people of doubt. And so again, it is God's grace, it's God's power that God will help us to the place where we are joyful, where we spread the good news, where we sing the wonderful words of life. Amen? So let us be that person in this season. Let us close our eyes and pray. Gracious God, we thank you so much for your wonderful presence in our life. Lord, today's scripture reminds us that you want to reach down here and you want to have conversation with us. You want to tell us that how you will bless us. Lord, help us to be open. Help us to have visit from you. And Lord, when you visit us, Lord, that we would be open to have conversation with you, that we would be joyful about it. And Lord, once we get this wonderful news, once we get this wonderful experience from you, that Lord, we will not shut down, but Lord, we will spread it around because we need more joy in this life, in this world. We need more hope in this world. We need more peace in this world. We need more celebration in this world, and that is Christmas is all about. And Lord, you have blessed us with those things. Help us to spread it around. Let us say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.